Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Our guest today, I'm honored to say, is the head coach at Iota High School. And, you know, I think Iota deserves recognition outside of the Lake Charles. And you can kind of say Lafayette. They're outside of Lafayette. They're outside of Lake Charles. It's his hometown. Head coach Josh Andrus. Coach, appreciate you being on tonight.
I appreciate you having me.
Coach, I called you the other day and I told you, I said, look, Iota needs to be promoted. You got a special group of seniors. I saw your team play last year, this year, the year before. Y'all had a great year. The last 3 years, y'all have done an incredible job. By the way, you've done an incredible job, you and your staff, bringing Iota back to being a powerhouse program to where nobody wants to play you now.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, our kids, they special guys. They work really hard. They like what they're doing, and our staff is I got a great staff. You know, it all starts with those guys that helping you raise these kids, teaching them the game of football and teaching them stuff about life. So our staff is great too, and our kids they work their tail off every day for us.
Coach, tell me how you got this working with your staff, because when you came in, wins were hard to come by for Iota, and Iota has a great history, and you know that.
Yeah.
But there was a long slump of years where the team kind of lost its ability to know they were winners, and you came in, and, I mean, y'all were able to change it, and it wasn't overnight. But tell everybody what was the plan when you came in to take the job at Iota.
You know, Iota, they had tough kids. I played against them. I coached against them. So I knew taking a job over what kind of guys I was going to have. And then just getting the staff together. You know, it wasn't a job that just popped out to a lot of guys. So when I found my defensive coordinator, Ray Oakland, he's been one of the backbones on my coaching staff. And we just wanted that attitude of coming out to compete every day. And I think the rest of the guys that fell into this job and coaching football over here, they had the same attitude. They want to win. They want to do it the right way, and they're going to do it as hard as they can, and they're going to put every ounce of effort they have into getting Iota back into winning. And it did take a couple years, but those guys that played for us in the 1-9 and 2-8 season, you know, they set the foundation for us going forward. And we always preach to leave the program better than when you got here. Yeah. And I think those guys during those rough seasons, they fought, and we were competitive. We just couldn't win the games. And once they became sophomores and juniors and seniors, we started winning more games. And then this senior class, they were freshmen when we went to the semifinals, so they kind of saw that the work ethic and what needs to be done in order to win games. And I think it's continuing, and I think it's going to continue going forward.
Coach, we're going to take a break, come back with more of the head football coach from Iota High School football, Coach Josh Andrus, who's the head football coach at Iota. We're going to talk about your team, Coach, when we come back, and then talk about the history of the school. And tell people where you're located, because the show goes all over Louisiana. We got people in Shreveport that listen, Monroe, New Orleans, all over. I'm familiar with it going through to go to Lake Charles. And, you know, it's a great town. But we'll be right back with more of the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is Coach Josh Andrus from Iota. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is Coach Josh Andrus, the head football coach at Iota High School. If you don't know where Iota is located and you're not from Lake Charles or Lafayette, Coach, wouldn't you agree if you're not from those cities, you might not know where it's at?
I strongly agree with that. You know, when you have a blinking red light and that's it, it's hard to find. Yeah.
Tell everybody, because you're not even an hour from Lake Charles. You're not an hour from Lafayette. You're kind of in between. It's its own town. You know, it's a great place to be.
Oh, it's a great place. We're in the middle of a bunch of rice fields, crawfish fields, but we're about 10 minutes north of I-10, kind of in between Jennings and Crowley, and about 15 minutes south of Eunice. So we kind of secluded place, but it's a great place.
Coach, all the teams that in that area, you know, Notre Dame, Church Point, Rain, you know, goodness, Elton. You know, Elton's good. People don't even talk about Elton. You go into Jennings High School, Rusty Phelps, and the Etienne brothers. You would think there's 12 Etiennes coming over there.
Yeah.
I mean, but all the talent in that area, all those teams, you know, Kinder not far from you, you know, it's just Welsh not too far. But all big-time programs now. What is it like to play a district schedule that's just chock-a-block with just talent every week?
I think it makes it easier for us as coaches because, you know, you have the kids' attention. They know we're going to play at Jennings. They know we're going to play at Church Point. And those types of teams around here are going to play at Eunice. They're amped up for it, so they eager to get after it. They want to do what needs to be done from Monday to Thursday to be having a good game on Friday. And it kind of makes it a little bit easier. You might get bumps and bruises a little bit more than an easier schedule, but I think going against better talent makes our guys better. Competition is better. And in the long run, when you get into the playoffs, they already know what type of football they need to play.
I don't want to leave out Sacred Heart, that's really good now, and also St. Edmunds, all around Ville Platte, Eunice. You said Eunice High School. Coach Troskaler did a great job for years over there. And then you can't even leave out Oberlin, which, you know, sometimes y'all might get to play Oberlin, you know, non-district sometimes. But, Coach, let's talk about your team. 4 years ago, I saw your quarterback play, Dawson Wallace. He was a receiver. And in 19, he moved to quarterback, 20, 21. He's been a four-year starter overall. He's had some injuries, but, I mean, he's Cool Hand Luke if you watch film. You know this. You coach him. He's 6'1", 190. He got a great arm, calm. You know, his demeanor is he's just always in control in the pocket. And when he's healthy, he's as good as any quarterback I've seen in the state, in my opinion, Coach. And I know I'm outside the program, but what do you think of Dawson Wallace and what he's meant to the program? He's a class 222 senior, and I think he's a college prospect for somebody. I think he's got, and like you said, he's got baseball, too, to consider. But what do you think of him as a quarterback for college?
You know, him coming in as a freshman, he kind of got thrown into the receiver spot because of an injury. And he just kind of took the spot from the other guy. When the other guy came back, he won the spot. He outplayed him. And then going into his sophomore year, quarterback, we knew he was going to be a good guy. You know, you always got those guys you know is going to be good. It's just a matter of if they're going to put the work and effort into it. And he's done that. He's done it over the past 3 years. He knows the offense like the back of his hand. He's telling guys what they need to do. And I think that's one of the biggest things as quarterback is you're going to have those game situations where guys are going to forget. That quarterback got to be cool enough and calm enough and know everything enough to where he can tell them, no, you got this route. You're blocking this guy. This is what we're doing. And when you have a leader like that on the field, it's like a coach on the field. And talent-wise, he's got the ability to play at the next level. Even toughness. You know, this guy's played through multiple injuries, even a broken foot, you know, and he stayed on the field. So I think he has all the intangibles of being a college quarterback. And for us, he's left his mark on Iota football.
Coach, I think he'd be a steal for McNeese State. What do you think?
Oh, I definitely do. I definitely do. You know, and he's a two-sport athlete. He's a center fielder. He's a three-hole hitter in baseball. So he's been in those pressure situations to where nothing's going to shake him.
Coach, take a quick break. We come back, I want to keep talking about your seniors. You've got some other guys I want to mention. A kid named Abear, Charlotte Schuff, and also Harmon and Guillory. We'll talk about their full names, but when we come back, we've got our head coach. Our guest is Josh Andrus from Iota High School, is joined us tonight. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medine's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Our guest is Josh Andrus, the head coach of Iota High School. And what a great town. And you'll never starve if you eat in Iota, Coach. Or you stop in Eunice or any of those towns. If you don't eat, something's wrong, right, Coach?
That's correct. They got the best food around here.
Continuing with your players, another guy that's really – he came on his senior year. You had told me the light bulb came on. Nicholas Hebert, O-line, can play center, guard, tackle, 6'3", you know, 274, 275, has good feet, tough kid, and it looked like the light did come on this year, huh, Coach?
Yeah. I thought Nick was kind of one of those borderline guys coming into his senior year. He's one of those guys that anchored offensive line the past 3 years, and he's one of those borderline guys, and coming into his senior year, he come off a shoulder injury, so we weren't sure about it, but playing our first game against Iowa and seeing what he did with their big D lineman, and then throughout the season, I think he kind of solidified himself as being one of those guys that can go to the next level.
Coach, your running back, who's got another gear, impressed me a lot. Tyler, how do you pronounce it? Charlo? Is it Charlo?
Charlo.
Tyler Charlo. Tyler Charlo can fly, Coach. And
yeah,
he's tough. He's like a Mack truck at 5'9", 185. He thinks he's 220 when I watch him. But what do you think of Tyler? I mean, that guy just brings it.
He has a great change of direction. It doesn't take him but two steps to get back to full speed. One of the biggest things I've seen with him in the past couple of years is he's running with his pad level. He gets to that contact point to the second level with linebackers or DBs, and he just lowers his shoulder and explodes through it. It's not just taking the contact. He's giving it out. But he also has that little burst to where he can just get around the edge real quick. And he got a different running style to where it doesn't look like he's running that fast. But yeah, you watch him on film, he's not being caught.
Boy, he leaves people in the dust. He's a talent.
Yeah.
I think he's a college guy too, Coach, for you. I think he'd be a McNeese guy. I think he's 1AA. What do you think?
Yeah, we've had like LCU show interest in him coming back over here, coming over here to visit with him, and I think just losing his junior year is probably his biggest problem. You know, he first game of the season he rushes 9 carries for 214 yards and 3 touchdowns, and then he tears his ACL, and then he comes back after 9 months post surgery and goes against Iowa, one of the better teams in the state, and puts up, I think he had around 150 yards on 15 carries. So,
Coach, if I was the new McNeese State coaches, I'd be sleeping on your porch right now, trying to sign your guys. One more guy, Chef. We're gonna save the one of the most talented kids for last in the next break. But what do you think of Seth Chef at linebacker?
Chef, he's done a lot. He started out at linebacker this year. He started last year at linebacker, and he started out at outside linebacker this year. And, you know, with injuries we had on the D-line, he was a team player, and we moved him down to defensive line. And he did a lot of – we've kind of changed a couple of things up for D-line just because of his size and his quickness. And he was able to, in the latter part of the season, make a lot of good plays on the D-line. When you talk about a team player, you know, somebody that's grown up wanting to be a linebacker, starting at linebacker as a junior, and then you get moved to the D-line. I think that's one of the big things about our team is they're going to do what they think they need to do to win ball games and help out the team. And Seth did the ultimate thing, and he moved down the D-line and helped us on the D-line when we really needed him. And you can't say enough about somebody that does that.
Coach, another kid, Seth Guillory, late bloomer, receiver for you, about 6'4", 190. Looks like he could grow into tight end if he wants to be a college player. What do you think of Seth at receiver tight end for you this year?
Seth did a great job. You know, you kind of talk about these injuries, and Seth probably had one of the worst ones I've seen with a cracked pelvis. Mm. And that he came back his junior year, and you know he kind of hesitant with contact with stuff like that, yeah, with screws and everything. And coming into his senior year, I thought he took a big step forward, getting to that outside receiver spot, our Z spot, and making some big catches, some big touchdown plays this year. He can grow into his body. You look at his dad, he's a big frame guy, and I just think that 1 year kind of set him back a little bit. with not being able to do anything because of a pelvic injury, not being able to walk or anything. And he's got the frame to definitely put the 240, 250 to be a tight end.
Yeah, he's got a lot of room to fill out. Coach, one other guy, I think he's your most talented player, and I'm telling you, I watched everybody in the state, and I was, and as far as a tight end, H-back guy, Owen Harmon. Owen Harmon, who's 6'3", 215, 220, can run. He's got great hands. I mean, he's tough. This guy, we talked, me and you talked off the air the other day. If he gets his academics in order, which he looks like he will later in this process, I think he's a D1 tight end all day long. I mean, they don't make him like this to play tight end in high school. He looked like a great weapon for you this year.
I think he'd be a steal for anybody. You talk about his 6'3", 215, and his athletic ability, his route running, his explosiveness. And he just turned 17 in this football season. So he's a guy that has room to grow also. I think he'd be a steal for anybody with his skill set, just being so young, and his ability for what he can do on the field. Whether we gave the ball to him on handoffs, gave it to him on screens, threw it to him down the field, he may play for us for all year. And probably the one thing that is kind of overlooked sometimes is how much progress he's made in blocking the past 2 years. You know, that always doesn't get praised, but his blocking, putting guys on the sideline, driving them out of bounds when he's blocking, he's put a lot of work into it, and that kind of made him a more complete player.
Coach, he was the best blocking tight end I saw in the state outside of a kid at Catholic High this year in Baton Rouge. And Owen looks like a guy that could go to ULL and end up being, what, 230, 240, easy when he's done.
Oh, easy. Yeah, easy. I think he's probably going to grow a couple inches too.
Man, that Owen Harmon, remember that name. And all these kids we're mentioning are seniors. Coach, we'll take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you what you think of the new hire at McNeese State. They got Gary Goff as their new the 18th coach in the history of McNeese State football. And when we come back, get your thoughts on Gary Goff and the hire they made at McNeese State. And also get your thoughts on the hire at LSU with Coach Kelly. We'll be right back with more of Josh Andrus, the head football coach at Iota High School Football. We'll be right back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Our guest is Josh Andrus, the head football coach at Iota High School. He's done a phenomenal job with the program at Iota. And, Coach, Gary Goff was hired recently at McNeese State. They were in a tough position. Frank Wilson had left the week before signing day. It's tough when you only have a week to recruit. And then he was hired after signing day. They were able to sign four or five kids. But what do you think of the new coach? Have you had a chance to talk to him yet, or have you know much about Coach?
I haven't had a chance to talk to him. But if I understand, he took Valdosta State to the national championship.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, you get somebody with that's done what he's done, and I think he's been there for 2 years, and he's been to the national championship already with them. You get that type of attitude and that type of work ethic. I think it's going to be good. I'm a graduate of McNeese. I'll follow him, and I want him to do good. And I kind of hope some of our guys go there. But I think it's a great hire just to keep the program going in the right direction.
Coach, what do you think of Coach Kelly coming from Notre Dame at LSU, hour and a half away from your school? I mean, he's a big-time coach, won several games at Notre Dame, and you know, he's at LSU, and I think he's going to be a great coach. What do you think of Coach Kelly?
I think he's going to bring stability. I love Coach O. Coach O would call us before games and wish us luck and everything. And but I think with Brian Kelly, you're going to get stability. I think perfect reason he came over here because LSU has the athletes to be able to win a national championship. And I think he's going to get them going in the right direction and get them back on track. And I look forward to it. I like when LSU does good because that means we get to watch them, and it's more intense when you watch them. It's not just watching them to watch them. You hoping for something good, and I think he's going to bring that back to LSU.
Yeah, I hope they win their Texas Bowl, which is after New Year's. It's kind of confusing, but it's after New Year's in Houston, which I think is good for recruiting for them. But I still think Louisiana should be first. Kelly's putting that as a as the main objective too. I think he's going to recruit more Louisiana guys from here on out. Coach, can you bring you back one more segment real quick?
Of course.
Yeah, I want to ask you and give you some time to think of this. Name a couple of players over the years at Iota. Who would you think are the greatest two football players to ever play at Iota? And we'll come back and I'll see what you would say. That if you got two that you can talk about that come to mind to you over the years at Iota. We'll be right back with more of Coach Josh Andrus, the head football coach at Iota High School. We'll be right back.
Come and visit the majestic mansion in the marsh, Grove Savan Waterfowl and Wildlife Lodge. Grove Savan is the true sportsman's paradise. Grove Savan Lodge has everything for you, from fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and eco tours. Located south of Lake Charles, call 337-598-2357 or visit www.grovesavan.com for more information and schedule your trip to the majestic mansion in the marsh, Grove Savan Waterfowl and Wildlife Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Josh Andrus, our head football coach for Iota, has joined us. We talked about Dawson Wallace, Nicholas Hebert, Tyler Charlotte, Seth Schuff, Owen Harmon, and Seth Gillery, a great senior group. There's other seniors. He's got some good young kids coming up. Coach, if you could think of a couple of players to come out of Iota, tradition-wise, two of the greatest football players, who comes to mind first for you?
Buford Jordan has to be at the top of that list. With him coming out of Iota and then going playing the NFL and what he's done, and then coming back to Iota and just helping out with stuff around for fundraising and stuff like that. He's on the field. I think he's the top guy. When you look out of guys that come out of Iota, and I think probably the next one is Jason Miller. You know, just Mr. Football.
Yeah, he was good, man. He was good.
Yeah. You're talking, man. That's the type of guys we got over here. That Jason kind of, I want to say, the mold of some of the guys we have over here. Just hard work and hard nose, going to do what it takes to help out the team. And those two guys just pop out.
And Buford was a Cowboy at McNeese too, right?
Yeah. Yes, he was. Yeah.
And I remember as a Saints player, he was one of my favorite Saints players because he was from Louisiana, and I think he was, what was he, after Hokie Gajon or kind of the same time? Or right after Hokie, who was from Baton Rouge, LSU. But I know he had a long career with the Saints and was a physical player and was a great one at McNeese State. Coach, keep doing a great job. When I called you the other night, I said, look, we got to get you on. I want you to promote your program. I know you're busy tonight with basketball for the school. It never stops. Coaches have three sports sometimes at schools like Iota. It's not just football for you, right, Coach?
Hey, right. I appreciate the call. I appreciate this. And I think this is going to be good for Iota just to get the word out to everybody. And I'm happy to be on here. And I appreciate everything about this.
Don't go anywhere, Coach. Don't hang up yet. I'm going to end the show. Everybody go to LAFootballMagazine.com. If you're a new listener from Iota or Crowley or Jennings, wherever in that area, we actually preview Iota in our preview magazine. You can go to our website and get the magazine. It's LAFootballMagazine.com and check us out. We promote all the high schools. This is 25 years, 26 years coming up this August. It'll be 26 years. Again, thank you, Coach. I'm going to go ahead and end the show. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Actually, we'll have some shows before New Year, so I guess we'll say that again. But I want to wish everybody Merry Christmas. And, Coach, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to y'all also.
And I'm going to go ahead and end the show. We'll see you really soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen.